Hey everybody, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. If you're anything like me, there are days when your emotions feel like they're on a roller coaster ride. Up one minute, down the next, sometimes spinning so fast you just want to jump off and scream into the void, right? But what if I told you that you can create an environment where those emotional swings feel more manageable? Not about squashing them or ignoring them, but creating a space of support and understanding for yourself. Sounds pretty amazing, doesn't it? That's what we're diving into today. Think about it. The way you treat your own emotions matters. Big time. It sets the tone for how you handle stress, relationships, even your overall well-being. So, are you treating your emotional self with the same kindness and care you'd offer a good friend? That's what we're exploring today, creating that supportive space, building those healthy habits, and ultimately becoming your own emotional rock star. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that amazing environment for yourself. Number 1. Practice radical self-acceptance. Ever feel like you have to apologize for feeling a certain way? Like sadness is a weakness or anger is totally out of line. Newsflash. All emotions are valid. They are part of the human experience, and suppressing them only makes things worse in the long run. Instead, try acknowledging your feelings without judgment. Say to yourself, I'm feeling frustrated right now, instead of this is so stupid, why am I even feeling this way? Acceptance is the first step towards healing and growth. Number 2. Create a safe space for vulnerability. You know that feeling when you finally let someone see your true self, the messy, imperfect parts. It can be terrifying, but it's also incredibly liberating. Surround yourself with people who offer genuine support, not judgment. A therapist, a close friend, even an online community where you feel comfortable being open and honest, these connections can make all the difference. Number 3. Practice self-compassion. We often treat ourselves way harsher than we'd ever treat a friend. When things go wrong, we berate ourselves, we play mistakes in our heads, and build up that inner critic voice. But guess what? Nobody's perfect. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer someone you love. Be your own cheerleader, celebrate small victories, and remember to forgive yourself for those stumbles along the way. Number 4. Make time for self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about actively nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Take walks in nature, read that book you've been putting off, listen to music that makes you feel good, or simply carve out time for quiet reflection. Whatever brings you joy and helps you recharge, prioritize it. Number 5. Celebrate your progress. You're on a journey, not a race. Acknowledge the small steps you take each day towards creating a more supportive environment for yourself. Be proud of your efforts, even if things aren't perfect. Every step forward is a victory worth celebrating. Okay, picture this. You've had a rough day at work. Maybe a project went south, or a colleague was really difficult to deal with. You're feeling drained, stressed, and just plain grumpy. Instead of letting those negative emotions spiral out of control, you take a few deep breaths, remember your commitment to self-compassion, and decide to treat yourself kindly. You put on your favorite playlist, grab a cup of tea, and curl up with a good book. You give yourself permission to feel your emotions without judgment, knowing that they're temporary and won't define you. This is creating that supportive environment. So, let's recap. Radical self-acceptance, safe spaces for vulnerability, practicing self-compassion, prioritizing self-care, and celebrating progress, these are the building blocks of a truly supportive emotional journey. Remember, you deserve to feel safe, understood, and empowered in your own skin. So go out there and build that amazing environment for yourself. Want to keep this conversation going? Share your thoughts on social media using #HealYourAttachmentStyle. Let's learn and grow together. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a daily dose of affirmation and support. See you tomorrow for another empowering episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.